When it comes to this convergence between movies and computer screens, many of you may turn to Netflix. Well, today we're going to meet a new set of characters who are putting a lot of energy into that website. They're serial raiders, and some of them have rated, as in given somewhere between 1 and 5 stars, to as many as 50,000 films. Alexis Madrigal covers technology for TheAtlantic.com, and he recently wrote about Netflix and what exactly makes these prolific online film critics tick.
There are all kinds of different people. I think one of the things that I found is that once people figure out that Netflix has an algorithm, that it has a computer program that tries to find the particular movie needles out of the entire movie haystack, lots of people just want to start training it. They want to make it do exactly what it is that they want.
This algorithm is it takes your preferences based on your ratings and sort of finds these movies that might be perfect for you but you've never thought of.
Yeah, so think of like an algorithm like a big flow chart. You sort of say, hey, I want to watch a romantic comedy. And it, you know, takes that input and says, based on all these other things that you've said, we know all these things about you and all these movies that you've rated, you'll probably like, it crunches the numbers, Sleepless in Seattle.
Spits it out. And
spits it out, yeah.
Hopes that you'll then
exactly
get it. These people, I'm really interested in the characters that you've talked to. What exactly is driving them? Is it a hope that they'll just get these magical movies that they've missed? Or?
Well, you know, I think so. I mean, some of them just kind of started. But I think some people really get into the game aspect of it. Like, if you think about rating Netflix movies, it's kind of functioning on this really basic game mechanic. Like, you rate a movie, your score goes up by 1, and then you're put in a slightly more complex situation. It actually strikes me a lot like really simple casual games that have become really popular online, like Zynga's Farmville. You know, it's a really basic nurturing game. You're growing stuff. You're growing like corn. And this is kind of the same thing, except what you're growing is this little avatar of yourself that only knows about movies and you.
How much is this trend, say, something about personal preferences becoming more and more important, you know, on Facebook, on, you know, Gmail? I mean, getting these preferences sort of popped back
yeah.
in your account.
I think of it as kind of a kind of cyborg type situation where people realize that there's a machine out there that wants to like reshape itself to meet their desires. That's what really is fascinating to me about this particular topic, is that if when you start training algorithms, you start changing the way the system is working on your behalf.
Can I just ask you about these characters who you've interviewed? I mean, what are they doing? Are they sitting on their computer all day, watching movies, getting on rating 1,000 movies, and then going on to the next movie?
No, I think, you know, what's interesting, they're surprising in their normalcy. Take Josh Glenn, who I interviewed. He runs the website High Lowbrow.
He's a serial raider.
Yeah, he's a serial raider. He rated 2,200 movies in one morning. I mean, that's a little bit weird. On the other hand, like, you know, people do all sorts of weird stuff with their Sunday mornings. it didn't take that much time, you know. And I think sometimes when we hear about online activities, we sort of move it into this different realm where it's automatically kind of weird. But, you know, my next door neighbor has this like 57 Thunderbird. And he has spent no less than 30 hours in the past 3 days working on this car. And I mean, what's that? That's probably a couple thousand ratings right there.
Probably. Alexis Madrigal covers technology for TheAtlantic.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is NPR.